Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the Pinckney Show. I am the Reverend Edward Pinckney. I tell you, today I gave a wild, an exciting 20 minutes lecturing, talking to a crowd, well over 20,000 people. I tell you, I was excited today. It was an honor to speak to so many people. But my main subject is today. And what I'm going to be talking about today is how we're going to pull people together. There should have been over 50,000 people there today. Unfortunately, it was not. But I'm telling you, we need to take this thing to a whole different level. At times that we change the way we do business. Here in the city of Benton Harbor, in the year 2012, we have the very first dictator, a person who has terminated the mayor's job, terminated all the elected officials, terminated all the accounting people, all the boards. This man had destroyed just about everything you can think of. I tell you, I'm excited today. But I'm telling you, and I'm talking to you from my heart, that we have to change the way we're doing business. We need to take this thing to a whole different level. We need to let people understand that we're serious. That is why Occupy, the PGA, is so important. That's why today that we need everybody to line up and do the things that they need to do in order to make this thing a reality. I'm excited today. I tell you that. I'm very excited today. I'm just excited about what's going on today. But let me say this. Occupy the PGA. We're 2 days away. It's time that we kick this thing into motion. They're saying these are the words of Whirlpool, Harbor Shores, the PGA, Mercedes-Benz. They're saying that people will not show up. They will not show up for Occupy the PGA. Matter of fact, they're challenging you to take this thing to a whole different level. They're challenging you to make sure that you stand up and do the things you need to do. Remember, May 23rd, 10 a.m., at City Hall, 200 Wall Street, in Benton Harbor, Michigan. May 24th, at 10 a.m., in Benton Harbor, Michigan, 200 Wall Street. May 25th, at 10 a.m., at Benton Harbor City Hall, 200 Wall Street. Then, May 26th, we want every single person to bring their kites. Do not hesitate. Bring your kite. Let's listen to a little Martin Luther King.
For even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up, live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal. Sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners time. Let freedom ring, and when this happens, when we allow freedom ring, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands.
You are listening to the Pinckney Show, and I am the Reverend Edward Pinckney. Hey, I just want to let people know that we are having a tremendous time. We're taking this thing one step at a time, and we're moving this thing to a whole different level. That is correct. I tell you, we're having problems with our telephone today. But I tell you, we are going to fight this thing until the end. Right now, we're going to talk a little bit more about Occupy, 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 Occupy the PGA. And I'm telling you, we are going to complete this mission today. We're going to make sure that people understand exactly what we're fighting for. And we're fighting for people to understand exactly who we are. Let's discuss Public Act 4. Public Act 4. Before it became Public Act 4, it was House Bill 4214, 4215, 4216, 4217, 4218, and 4246. Then it passed the House. It went to Senate Bill 153, 154, 155, 156, 157, and 158. Once it passed the Senate, it became Public Act 4 when the governor signed it. The bill began with 18 indicators of financial stress that are used to trigger a review team. But unfortunately, Benton Harbor did not have it. The review team are created with no representation for those who know the community most. That's correct. No one from the city of Benton Harbor was included in this. Not one single person. Yes, that is correct. It says a review team are created with no representation from those who know the community most. No elected officials, no employees, indeed, no local citizens make the decisions on questions of the financial stress and financial emergency. So if you are an elected official, if you're the mayor, if you're a citizen of Benton Harbor, you cannot even deal with some of the decisions that's being made. That is correct. If consent, now here's something that you need to know about. The review team, what they normally do, it analyzes the books and et cetera and report to the treasurer. Once the state decides that there is a financial stress, a state-appointed official and a local-appointed official can negotiate a consent agreement. That's what happened in Detroit. In Detroit, they had what we call a consent agreement. And I tell you, the residents of Detroit does not like that. Matter of fact, it's another slap in the citizens of Detroit's face. No one is going to consent to what they're trying to do. That's right. No one is going to consent to anything of that nature. But yet and still, they want the residents of Detroit to consent to a hostile takeover of their community. And they're prepared to do anything they can to make this thing a reality. So, here we go again. They say, if a consent is reached, local appointed official calls the shot. If a consent decree is violated, an emergency is in place. Matter of fact, If you violate any of those provisions, one of them, they can bring in an emergency manager at any time. That's right. If you violate any of the consent agreement, the emergency manager will be come in. It says if a consent decree is not reached, an emergency manager is placed in your city anyway. So whether Detroit like it or not, they would have received an emergency manager. Because this governor is a headhunter. He's out to destroy every single city, every single community that has a majority of Americans. Well, we say, well, maybe African Americans not run their own city. Well, the resources. The governor owes, well, the state owes, the city of Detroit over $200 million, not thousands, over $200 million. That is correct. And that's really what's going on right now. They owe, that's right, they owe the city of Detroit over $200 million. That's what I said. They owe the city of Detroit $200 million. And I'm telling you, this is something that you need to know. We are right in the middle of something that people need to talk about. But I'm here to tell you, I'm ready to fight. I'm ready to take this thing to a whole different level. And we need folks who are willing to stand up. You have to stand up for what's right. There's no ifs, ands, and buts about it. So you know what you got to do. So let's do it. Let's do it right now. And listen, I do have a couple of calls on the line. I'm going to bring in Ralph. Ralph Pointer, are you there? We're having all kind of difficulty with this phone line today. I don't believe it's nothing other than the computer himself. We're having difficulty just bringing in people right now. But I tell you this much, we're bringing them in, whether they like it or not. We're going to take this thing to a whole different level. But we have to do what we have to do. So we're moving on and doing the things that need to be done, and let's see what happens. That's all we can do. Yes, absolutely. Let me move on. It says here, Democrat rule virtually every day, which is not true. They do not rule the House. They do not rule the Senate. They don't do anything. Collective bargaining is stopped. Public disclosure is minimized. Local elected officials are stripped of all. When I say all, I mean exactly that. All. And that's what's happening right today. They're being stripped of everything that they have. So we're fighting. We're trying to get through right now. We're trying to fix these phone lines so we can get the folks in here. But we have been unable to do so. But we're still working at it. So give me a minute to work on it, and let's see where we at. Because I tell you, I'm excited. I'm excited about this. I'm trying to get this thing rolling, and we need to know exactly what's going on. And even though the Public Act 4 must go, we must figure out a way to rid ourselves of Public Act 4. And we're going to do it one way or the other. I'm telling you this. I'm telling you stuff that you need to know. I'm telling you stuff that we have to do. And I'm telling you that we need to do it right away. Things that need to be done, hey, I'm telling you, we're right on top of it. You are listening to the Pinckney Show, and I am the Reverend Edward Pinckney. And our phone lines are down right now, but we're working on them. We're working on them, and we are working on them, trying to get this show on the road. We're doing some of the things with our phone lines that never been done before, but we're right there. And I want to thank everybody for just holding on. Just hold on until we can get this thing resolved. It shouldn't be much longer. All right. Yes, right here. And it goes on to say, an emergency financial manager can remove elected officials from office. It can disperse. It can disperse anything it chose to do. It can disperse all state, federal, and local funds with no oversight, subpoena witnesses, and compel the production of paper, control all local appropriations, contracts, expenditures, and loans, create a new position, and fill vacancies at the expense of local agencies, or they can outsource everything. They can ignore the minimum. Yes, they can ignore the minimum, and then they can take it from there. They can do it all. Only thing that we can't do, that we need to do, we need to stand up and fight. We need to make sure that they understand that we are serious about what we're talking about here. We need to take this thing to a whole different level. Hey, something that we can do. Because we're fighting, and we're not going to go away. We're going to continue to do what we do, and we're going to make sure that people understand how serious we are. And I tell you, I am in a very, very great position just thinking about all the things that we have done and things that we can do. I know that we can do things if we work together. Oh, yes, it can be done. Yes, it can. Yes, it can. Still having problems with our phone line, hoping that it will resolve itself. If not, we got to move on. Let's finish talking about the dictator himself, the dictator Joseph Harris from the city of Benton Harbor, Michigan. Absolutely. We need to sit here and tell this story so people around us can know exactly where we're at and what we need to do. It says here, jet, modify, or they can terminate any contract, sell off all local government property. They can borrow money, ignore notices and requirements for the public and the adoption of any ordinance that they chose to. They can do anything they want. But we the people, we have to take a stand. We have to move this thing to a whole different level. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Yes. Absolutely. So we know what we have to do. So we must continue to fight, stand up, and do the things that have to be done, and let's see what happens. Because I'm telling you, we are in a dogfight here in the city of Benton Harbor, and we're fighting on. I'm doing this show from Chicago today, and I'm having technical difficulties, but it does not stop the show from going on. Today we was down in Chicago. We was at the band shell here in Chicago doing things that need to be done. Rallying the people, making sure that they all come forward, that they all stand up. They all stand up and do the things that they have to do. And I tell you, a guy like me, who would believe that stuff like this is happening today? And I tell you, anytime you want to talk about the NAACP and all these other corporations, I ran across so many people down there in the city of Chicago who had heard the story of the NAACP. They heard the story, but they could not believe that the NAACP would act on that level because nobody really knows what the NAACP do. We have been fighting this thing for so long, and then here we go. The NAACP want to honor the Reverend Edward Pinckney. They want him gone, all because Whirlpool, the PGA, Harbor Shores, Cornerstone Alliance, each and every one of them want to support the NAACP, but they will not support the NAACP under the leadership of Reverend Edward Pinckney. The answer to that, they will not do it. And that's final. they will not do it. They have not and they will not. But it was a good thing. Let me tell you why it was so important. Nobody ever believed that the NAACP would act on this level around something like this. Nobody would believe for a few dollars more that the NAACP would be anything like this. But I'm telling people so they can know exactly what happened to me and be prepared. Because I had to go to court. I had to file a suit against them. I had no other choice. If I had not took them to court, I would not be the president of the NAACP today. And personally, I really don't care that much about being the president of NAACP, but I just didn't want them to be able to remove me, to be able to remove me the way they wanted to do it. So that's what this was all about. They only had one thing in mind. That was to eliminate Reverend Pinckney. And what made it so good, the judge saw right through it. He knew exactly what they was doing. So he told them and my attorney and their attorney, and he said, look, what we want done, we want Reverend Pinckney to refile his complaint with the national office. He said, and he wanted me to send it directly to Ben Jealous. He said, and Ben Jealous has 30 days to put his answer to my complaint together and send it back to me. He said, for some reason, if he do not do that, he said, I want you to refile this lawsuit in my courtroom, bring it back up, and I will put that $100,000 back on this floor. That's exactly what he said. And in the meantime, they cannot have an election. They cannot, which I know them and know this lady, Yvonne White. She's going to figure out a way to go behind my back and do something. She's spreading the word around the community that she's out to get me. Well, I'm not going to be out to get her. I'm going to let God deal with her. I'm going to let God deal with a person like her. I'm going to let God do what he do. And then I'm going to do what I do. I'm happy today. I tell you this, I am happy today. I'm happy that we have the opportunity in everything we do, we should be standing up fighting for. We should not allow people to push us around. Every time you look up, people are trying to push us around. They're trying to do what they do, but we have to do what we do. But I'm comfortable with what happened. I'm happy that things turned out this way. And I tell you, we are in a fight for our life. You need to spread the word to people. Let people know that, you know, we're fighting a war, a real war. It's just that there are people in this country. There are people in your community. There are people in your city who's not standing up fighting the way it should be done. Is I'm upset about it? Yes, I am. Do I need you? Yes, I do. But we have to start this thing and deal with this thing the way it's supposed to be done. I'm telling you, I'm happy today. I'm just happy to be part of this situation. And I'm telling you this. We have to decide how we're going to do things. We are in a real fist fight. We are in a real war. We are fighting for the rights of our children and our children's children. Until we are able to take a stand and deal with our issues that we have, and there's a lot of issues, but we have to make sure that people understand that the issues we have today, you know, not only going to affect everybody, but it's going to affect all our children. So we got to do what we have to do. And I tell you, I am so, so excited. I tell you, I have not been this excited in a very, very long time. But I'm telling you, this is just something that we need to talk about. We need to take this thing to another level. Any time that you can get 50,000 people to stand up at one time, and we have not been able to do that. We have not been able to get the 50,000 people to actually stand up and say, we're not taking this crap anymore. So it's time that we do things that need to be done, do things to take this thing to a whole different level, change the way we do business, because it's important. You see, what we have done, and I want people to understand this, we have put the mask on the wrong face. And I tell you, the very best example that I have ever seen of this in my whole life was I was flying from Florida, from California to Chicago. And the stewardess got up and she said, in the event that the plane start to descend or start to go down or start to lose pressure, you are to reach up and put the mask on your face first. And if she doesn't prioritize you as being more important than your wife, your children, or the person next to you, she simply says that you should put the mask on your face first. And the reason why you should put the mask face first is that if something should happen and they're not able to help you, but if you got the mask on your face, you can help them. In the state of Michigan, what we have done is put the mask on the wrong face. We have allowed government to come in and dictate not only to us, not only to our wives and children, but to everybody. And they're in total control. Never before in the history of mankind has anything like this happened. It's midnight, people. I'm telling you what I know, not what I think. It's midnight. Morning is coming, but it's coming very slow. We need you. We need each and every one out there to take a stand, to stand up for what's right, to stand up and fight this thing like they never fought before. We need you right now because it's midnight. It's midnight all over the world. And it's time. It's time that we change the way we do business. For years, we have done things a certain way, and we're losing at it. We're losing. We're actually losing. And the reason why we're losing, we're not fighting a good fight. We, the people, we must change the way we do business. We must put the mask on the right face. We should not allow people like Governor Snyder to survive while we're dying. Our children are dying. I tell you, it's important for people to understand this. You see, even in the city of Benton Harbor is the very first city in the whole United States who actually had a dictator, a person who had absolute power. When I started the show, I spoke of this. And I tell you, I know that you said, well, what does this have to do with New York? What does it have to do with California? What does it have to do with Nebraska? What does it have to do with Wyoming? It's coming to your city next. Whether you like it or not, we fought in the city of Benton Harbor like never before. We have Whirlpool, KitchenAid, now the PGA, Harbor Shores Development, and this Cornerstone Alliance, and this sleazeball, this real sleazeball, Marcus Robinson. You know, he's a brother. Well, he ain't a brother. He's a black guy. And what he have done is help destroy the residents inside the city of Benton Harbor. Never before has there been such an hostile takeover. You talk about fascism. Benton Harbor is a perfect example of government. Government, now listen to me, and the corporation working together against the residents of the city of Benton Harbor. Never before has this ever happened where you can actually put your finger on it and see it right there. What they're doing to the residents of Benton Harbor is criminal, you know, but the people don't see it. They'll throw them a few crumbs. When they throw them a few crumbs, what they normally do, eat up the crumbs and then try to be like them rather than stand up and try to be themselves. I tell you, this is something that people need to sit down and talk about and take this thing to a whole different level. I tell you, we are fighting and we'll survive. That's the best part about this thing. We are fighting and surviving. Nowhere in the history of mankind have you actually saw people who actually took a stand, had no money, we have no weapons, we really don't have the tools to actually fight, but we have the manpower. If the people are willing to take this thing to a whole different level, when are we, the people, going to take a stand and say no more? When are the people going to say enough is enough? When are the people going to sing to a whole different level? I tell you, when we think about the war makers, these guys going around here making war against the people, making war against Iran and Afghanistan, you know, this is what they do. But the point is that people can't stand up and say, hey, it's wrong. You should say it's wrong. If it's wrong, it's wrong. We cannot keep bullying people. And that's why the NATO was so important. We talk about all these things today. And we put them all together. Basically, they're one. What's happening around the world, this is the first step right here in the city of Benton Harbor. Even though I'm in Chicago today, but it's happening in Benton Harbor, the city of no return, the city where people have been dogged out. We talk about a city with over 80% of the people living below the poverty level. Even myself live below the poverty level. And you're talking about building a Jack Nicklaus signature golf course, which includes $1 million condominiums around the beach, taking our beach and put 3 golf holes in there, the 6, 7, and 8. And you look at these people, you analyze these people, and it's time that we start taking this thing to a whole different level. We have to move the people. You have to take a chance and say no more. Don't do it for yourself. Do it for your children and your children's children. We have to move this thing to a whole different level. It's time. It's time that we move. And if we don't move soon, it might be too late. It might be too late. If we don't start educating the public about what's going on, it might be too late. We have to educate the people. We have to start telling the people exactly what's going on. And it's like they said TV last night. Damn, calling the people, all the people, the protesters, damn, saying us against them. This is how they feel. See, they have an army with the police department, a pissed army. But they don't know that they're part of us and not one of them until you tell them it's going to be that way. But I tell you, it's been a battle, and I'm just happy to be part of it. I tell you, you know, I'm just sick. I'm just sickened by this war, death, and destruction. Trillions of dollars are being spent on the military, while billions of people do without food, housing, and health care. The cause of war is capitalism, an economic system based on the drive for maximum profit. That's correct. I remember it took 50 people to make one automobile. Now, one person can make 50 automobiles. That's right. What we have done, or what the world have done, they came out with this automation to have put people out of work and didn't prepare the people for the future. We talking about putting people out of work. Automation. That's one of the biggest problems we have. That's correct. You know, and it's serious. Always remember, the cause of war is always the capitalistic system. And then what they do, they lie to the people. They use the media to trick people into thinking it's something entirely different. Yeah, that's correct. We know that the United States, anything they do, not only in this country, but in other countries, they have to benefit from it. They have to benefit from it. That's why they do it. If it's not open, like in Iraq, they went to Iraq, Kuwait, took the oil, just took it, strong-armed them, killed innocent people. Nobody said nothing. Nobody talking about it. Nobody said, oh, the United States is so wonderful. They went over there, and Gaddafi, he have done more for his people in his country than this country could ever do for its people. And that's what they were angry about. He was going to pay $450 million for a satellite for the whole continent of Africa. And that would have cut into Great Britain money. And that's why that happened. I'm telling you what I know, not what I think. You sit around here and listen to this media, you be just as nutty as everybody else. But it's time that we understand exactly what this country is truly all about. Bunch of liars, out to deceive the poor, and they're looking to put every single black person or poor person, don't have to be black, all you have to do is be poor, you'll be behind some kind of barbed wire fence. This is what they do. You know, and here, remember, the cause of war is this capitalistic system. We're the only country in this world that go out and bully people. Call these little folks, like Korea, got our butt whooped. We went to Vietnam, got our butt whooped. Went to Iraq, got our butt whooped. Then we want to act like we won the war. We didn't win that war. Afghanistan, we're getting murdered over there. I mean, they putting a real whooping on this country like never before. Oh, absolutely. But we have to know the capitalist system is dying. It is more and more dependent on the military spending to stay afloat. If you have a militarized economic system, war is the market. Tanks, planes, missiles has been used, or the economy begins to collapse. The economy becomes the greatest, the drive towards war. The slaughter of human beings has become an industrial. To end war, we have to take profit out of it. We have to put an end to the rule of the tiny class of millionaires, billionaires, and create a corporated society based on human needs, not corporate profit. The fight for peace is therefore the fight for a new world as a first step. We must demand 100% of taxation on military profits, spend the money on human needs, impose peace on the war makers. The future humanity is at stake. I'm telling you this. The future is at stake, and it's going to continue at stake until we decide to do something about it. I mean, how do we sit here and continue to allow this country and this government, we put the same people in office all because we're so intimidated to try somebody new or to do something different? For years and years, we do the same thing. And what they do, it's really simple. What they do, they create a problem. This is what your elected officials do. They create the problem. Then they go out and campaign against it like they had nothing to do with it. Then they come to your church, they come to your community, and tell you all the wonderful things that they're going to do, all the wonderful things they're going to do, and end up doing none of it. They don't do anything. All they do is talk. And they tell you, once you put them back in office again, that they don't even answer your calls no more. Most of them has refused to answer your calls. That's what they do. So we have to move to a whole different level. We have to show them. We either have to make them put up or shut up. Yeah, we're fighting a war. Oh, yes, we are. We're fighting a war right here in the United States. And it's the problem is the people are not fighting back. So it's time that we fight back. We have to show these folks. Yeah, you know, and I know today, like we was out there, it may have been half the people was agents. We know how they operate. They flood the community with these agents and to see who's what or what's what. And it's continued like that. We know what they do because they have the resources to do this. These guys are getting paid to be out there. Most of the time when you see them, you expect them to do more. Unfortunately, they don't. But we still have to stand up to them and do the things that need to be done. But we're right now in a war. We're in a real war. This is a war that people have to get involved with. Do you like it or not? You have to get involved into this situation. I don't care what city you live in. I don't care where you're from. Like I said before, you can be from New York, California, Washington, Maryland. You can be from Atlanta, Georgia. It's the same issues. They are using people as guinea pigs to get things done, to test it. And they're using your money, your tax dollars. I'm talking about a real situation. This is not a dream. This is what's happening today. Until you stand up and tell them you're not going to take this crap anymore, it's going to continue. And remember, they use the media. We should be using the media more. Never before have I ever met folks who are so naive to what's going on. If you got a job, you go to work, you take care of your family, you go home, that's what they want you to do. They don't want you to know what's really going on. What is truly happening? They don't want you to know. That's the best-kept secret that is. And I'm talking about these people who claim to be smart, these Rhodes Scholars and everybody else. They do not want to know what's happening. All they care about, their car, their house, don't really care about their family. Because if you cared about your family, you'll stand up and fight. Sometimes you have to make that sacrifice. Sometimes you have to say, hey, I'm going to make the supreme sacrifice for the future of my family so people would know what to do, when to do it, and why to do it. It's crucial. It's crucial. We have to do it. We have to take this thing to a whole different level. I'm telling you this. And I'm telling you, you're hearing this straight from me. And anybody who want to call me on it, you have my phone. You can anytime your heart desires. And I'll show you the evidence to support it. Because if you know me, I just don't say things just to be saying. Normally, I have facts to back it up. Yeah, we are right in the middle of something today that I never dreamed. I never dreamed that people could be even not understand. Even the day when I was out there talking to these people, they just wanted to be out there because there's a lot of people. They didn't know why they was out there. They was out there just to be out there. I cannot see how anybody could be out there just to be out there. You see, my thing is that we have to take this thing to a whole different level. We got to start educating the people. Until we educate them, we are going to be in the same predicament, not only today, but for the next generation. And we're losing generation. We're losing them so fast now because they're not educating them in school. You can't get an education. When I think about Benton Harbor High School, the State of Michigan school system, they don't want the people to be educated no more. They don't need people to be educated. Only thing they want to do is protect the 1%. And then what the 1% has, they have a very own army to protect them. They got the police, they got the military. They got these folks out protecting them and spying on you and every move you make. They know what you're doing, you see? But we have to keep doing what we do. We cannot change our attitude. We have to stay focused and don't get sidetracked because they'll come up something on TV to break your concentration. And nothing, we need to cut that television off. We don't need to watch nothing on TV. They got these reality shows. That's junk, garbage. Educate our children. Teach them how to influence their mind. Let their mind flow. Let it grow. That's where we are failing at. We are failing to really educate our children on the level that they need to be educated on. And it's time. It's time that we say enough is enough. I'm telling you. And I want to get to this Occupy the PGA. I tell you, I am truly, truly, truly excited about that. Right now, we're still having trouble with our phone lines. I cannot bring anybody on. I got a full board, and I appreciate everybody for staying tuned because for a reason unknown, I cannot get not one single caller in. But who cares? We're going to continue the show, and next week we have a better show. Let's stay focused and do the things we need to do. Occupy, occupy, occupy the PGA. Parks are for the people, not profit. Rise up, resist, reclaim. Benton Harbor. Benton Harbor, Michigan. Be there. May 23rd, we do our death march. We have our coffin. We have our bagpipes. We have our drums. And we're going to make sure that we march from City Hall, Benton Harbor City Hall, to Gene Clark Park. And I tell you, it's going to be a blast. I know. They had already publicized that they want to arrest Reverend Pinckney. Bring it on. If somebody runs across the golf course, we're going to go. Well, I went out and did something for them, too. I contacted the Department of Justice, let them know that they have already infiltrated. But that's not really important. What's important is we are going to make a statement. We're going to tell the PGA, the Professional Golf Association, seniors, and Mercedes-Benz, and KitchenAid, these are sponsors of the PGA. We're going to tell them that we're not going to take this land down. What we're going to do, we're planning today now for 2014 when they try to come back. And at that time, we should be in control of what we need to do. They're doing everything they can to put themselves in this position. And we're not backing down. This is the best part. We are not backing down. I got supporters all across the country. All. Including London and Japan, people from all over. They're excited about this because somebody needs to stand up to fascism. And Benton Harbor is the best example of fascism that you would ever get in your life. That's one of the reasons why we are occupying the PGA. May 24th, once again, we will use our coffin. We're going to show them what we're made of. And I think that this is going to be so exciting, just marching and showing folks, you know, putting it right in the PGA's face because they think they're bigger than life. Actually, they go to some other community and try to do it for free also. I just found that out, too. Some communities, they pay stuff. Other communities, they don't. But we're demanding 25% of the gross profit. That's what we're doing. We're demanding. We're not asking for it. We want it because you have stolen water from us, stolen our land, stolen our homes. This is what Whirlpool, KitchenAid have done. And then they got the backing of the PGA and Mercedes-Benz. So now it's time that the people decide that we're going to move this thing to a whole different level. It's time that we tell them. I cannot tell them by myself. I need your help. I need you to be there. Oh, I already understand. You already got something you need to do. You already plan to do. That's how history. That's history. We always say we got other plans when we don't want to do something. Anytime you don't want to do something, oh, I made plans already. That's what we think. That's why we're in such a compromising position today. We're sorry, really. Look, it's only a few of them. It's many of us. But you have allowed them to become the dictator over you. And basically, you should be dictating to them. Yes, you're failing not only yourself, but you're failing your children. Your children. There's nothing more important than our children. Nothing. The future of our children is so important. See, let me tell you the story about the Piper. That was not a kid's story. That was the real deal. The Piper is the bankers today. They're telling people, if you don't pay up, we're going to take away your future. Your children will not be educated. Your children will not have a future. See, the Pied Piper, he played his tooth and took away the future of that whole town. You see, and that's what's happening today. The story of the Pied Piper is such a tremendous story. But what we get out of it, the guy didn't pay, so they took the children. No. They took the future. They took their future. That's what they did, and that's what's happening today. We're sitting around here in the mask on the wrong face, and it's midnight. It's actually midnight. It's midnight right now. It's midnight, and we need to start changing the way we do business. It's time that we say enough is enough. It's time that we say that we're not going to take this crap anymore. It's time that we say we're going to take this thing to a whole different level. We have to do it. We have to do it. And you, if you have to sacrifice yourself, it got to be done. Somebody got to do it. Somebody got to stand up for what's right. Somebody got to do these things. But I'm telling you, we have the opportunity to do this. Until we decide what we're going to do, until we start loving our children more than we love ourselves, it's going to continue just like this. And I'm committed. That's what I'm saying. I'm committed to occupying the PTA. I'm committed to my children. I'm committed to what's going on around me. I'm committed to showing the world what we can do. I'm prepared. I'm telling you that. See, remember this. Prophets are for people, not prophets. When are we going to rise up, resist, and reclaim our land? When are we going to do it? Stop crying so much. That's the biggest thing that goes on with us. We're crybabies, nothing but crybabies, crying about what's going to happen if we do this. But it's time. It's time. It's time that we do something different. It's time that we show the world what we are made of. It's time that we take this thing to a whole different level. I tell you, I'm closing. The show itself, I do want to apologize. I could not get anybody in. I don't know. Remember, I went to that NATO thing and I spoke a couple of times and you know, and that may have been a reason, but whatever reason it is, we will be in Benton Harbor. May 23rd, May 24th, May 25th, and May 26th, the big day. So be there. Be there. Be there. Starting at City Hall at 10 a.m. Bring your kite on May 26th. You can do it. I already know that you're too busy to do anything. I know that also, because that's our history. But now it's time that we change the way we do business. It's time that we do things on a different level. Now it's time to put our children before ourselves. Because remember, the story of the Pied Piper is not an ordinary story. It's a simple case of them taking away your future. Your future. And on that note, we have just ran out of time. Thank you so much for listening. I am so sorry I couldn't get you in. It may have been my fault, maybe been their fault, but we're not going to say. We're just going to keep moving. And I will talk to you later. Talk to you next week. God bless you, and have a very, very nice day. Bye now.